The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today on the Forever Young Radio Show. It's so nice to have you with us. If it's the first time that you've come across our show, whether it be on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or even our podcast platform, thank you so much for finding us. It's great to have you with us. And just to let you know, we've been doing this thing for 25 years. We've always had the same goal in mind, and that is to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, watch our videos, and make sure to visit our radio page to get more information on what we're covering today's topics.
Yeah, it's so great to be with you, Dr. Mark Stangler, America's Natural Doctor. When we get together, these people are in for a real treat. We share practical information that they can apply in today's world and also give them different ways to be educated. I think so many other different avenues people go down, maybe they only have an article. We're lucky enough to have a really good YouTube channel with, 3,000 subscribers that check in with us and rely on that content. We have the Health Breakthroughs, which is our newsletter that goes out a couple times a week, sharing with you some really great information and articles and, you know, our great social media pages. And then this podcast, Dr. Mark, that we share with people all over the country that can be picked up at americasnaturaldoctor.com. So I think we're giving people a lot of content. What do you think, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, that's an understatement. Absolutely. A lot of different topics, a lot of advice on how to best treat and prevent all these common conditions people are experiencing.
But on this first segment, we always take some time and we share a fresh article off the Health Breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. The one we want to share today, Dr. Mark, is chronic fatigue. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because whether it's based on testing you do at the center or even seeing patients on a regular basis, this is a hot topic you cover quite a bit.
Yeah, chronic fatigue is so common in America. There's millions of people who have chronic fatigue. And the tricky thing about it, there's many different causes. So when we're talking with patients, we're really taking our history, trying to find out what was going on when this fatigue began. Did you have an infection of some kind? Did you have really high stress levels? Were there hormonal changes? Were you exposed to some environmental toxins? And many other factors we look into in terms of trying to figure out why they have fatigue issues.
Right, exactly. Because it's sometimes people are just burning the candle at both ends. Maybe they're volunteering too much or they're working too much. But for some, that isn't the case, right, Dr. Mark? They all of a sudden will be living kind of a normal life and then boom, they're hit with something, whether it be spurred on by a virus or something of that nature.
Yeah, we do see that with, you know, with people now with this COVID issue going on. It is weakening the immune system for a lot of people, getting post-COVID syndrome. And as their immune system's having issues, dormant infections, say like viral infections, say like some bacterial infections like Lyme disease, is resurfacing as the immune system cannot keep them contained like it once did. And so a lot of these issues people had in the past are resurfacing and need to be treated again.
Right. And those, some of those are chronic infection, right, Dr. Mark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, these are chronic infections. Say things like Epstein-Barr virus, which causes mono. Our body keeps the Epstein-Barr virus and other viruses suppressed. But if our immune system's having problems, it's fighting off other infections, it's in dysfunction, in a chronic inflammatory state, those viruses can start to replicate and become problematic again. Or like I said, Lyme disease, which is bacteria, Borrelia, that can be somewhat dormant, contained by the immune system, can come back to cause a lot of problems for people. So infections are definitely one of the things we look at. We also look in the digestive system, things like infections in the gut, which can be bacteria, viruses, parasites, things like this.
Wow, and that is not something somebody wants to manage, or even hepatitis. I have talked to people that didn't even know that they had hepatitis, and weren't even aware how they could be, exposed to that. Do you see that when you're running blood work, Dr. Mark?
You know, occasionally we do. I picked up a fellow just in the last 6 months who had chronic hepatitis. I can't remember if it was B or C, but in any event, he had it, didn't realize it. He was in pretty good health, but it needs to be treated. And it's very common. I mean, you actually have, according to research, about 3% of the world's population has like hepatitis C and don't know it.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a major problem. I know years back the CDC recommended starting to screen the baby boom generation for hepatitis C. So yeah, there's a lot of people that have it that don't know it. And one of the reasons you want to find out if you have it, not just to, feel better if it's causing symptoms, but it increases your risk of having liver cancer, if it's undiagnosed and untreated. So, yeah.
Wow. And I know that you went through a number of things on here that can also be correlated to chronic fatigue syndrome, and that would be hormonal imbalances, including adrenal dysfunction, low testosterone, hypothyroidism. I mean, there are a lot of different things that could send you down that road. We have to run out to a break right now, but I encourage our listeners to go to americasnaturaldoctor.com. Click on chronic fatigue syndrome. We'll put that right on the top of the list. It should be the first article that you'll see when you log on. So make sure you read that and stick with us today. We are going to cover the topic of adrenal dysfunction. And this is something you're definitely going to want to be a part of. So stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you hear us talk each and every week about the importance of supporting the immune response. One of our top choices in helping us to do that is by incorporating wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm. Wild oil of oregano gets its many benefits from carvacrol, an active ingredient found in oregano. Carvacrol and other naturally occurring oregano compounds can provide antioxidant support, immune support, and may be effective against bacterial and fungal infections. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm is a Mediterranean-sourced, organically grown liquid supplement. Rosemary is a rich source of antioxidants, circulation support, and has anti-inflammatory compounds. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm contains a natural honey flavor, so it tastes delicious. Learn more at myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216. That's myfuturepharm.com.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. As promised, we have a great show planned for you today on Forever Young with our very special host, America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler, sharing with us his 25-plus years of experience with running blood work, seeing patients, and really taking the time to uncover what's going on at the root. What are people dealing with? And not just kind of patting them on the back and saying, hey, see you in a year, you'll do fine. That's what I like most about you, Dr. Mark, is that you really take the time to get to the issue. So today we're going to focus the entire show on people who have low energy, poor sleep, can't seem to lose weight, can't seem to feel good, brain fog, and a lot of that can be contributed to our adrenal glands. Dr. Mark, if you don't mind, what are the adrenal glands for people who are tuning in for the first time?
Right. Well, our adrenal glands are our major stress glands. They reside on the top portion of our two kidneys. And there's two parts to the adrenal glands. The inner part, called the adrenal medulla, it makes these major stress hormones people are familiar with, such as adrenaline, also known as epinephrine, norepinephrine, dopamine. These are very powerful chemicals that help the body to adapt to really you know, serious emergency type stresses, and also long-term stresses as well. And then the outer portion, known as the adrenal cortex, makes corticosteroids. So people have heard of things like cortisol, for example. People have heard of hormones like DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, we've done many shows on, and other hormones as well. So these are the adrenal glands which help produce these stress hormones, which help the body to adapt to mental, physical, and psychological stress, releasing these stress hormones, which is a good thing. Otherwise, our body we wouldn't be able to survive, actually, without them. They also help to control the immune system response, inflammation, cognitive function, affects all the internal organs, blood sugar regulation, so many, many important functions.
Dr. Mark, let's talk about an important question. Often we have certain hormones in the body or different specific organs of the body, and they work in isolation. Are the adrenal glands something that work in isolation?
No, they're actually part of a larger system. We call it the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. And so basically what that's saying is it's a messaging system between parts of the brain, the pituitary gland, which is the lower part of the brain, and then to the adrenal glands, but also from the adrenal glands back to the brain again. So it's this messaging system, and it works like this. Let's see, you know, we're looking at the outside world and we perceive some stress. So messages are released from our hypothalamus part of the brain to the pituitary gland, from the pituitary gland then to the adrenal glands, and you get the release of adrenal hormones. So let's say for example, you're walking down the street and some car is about to hit you. Virtually instantaneously, this messaging system will be released from our brain, again, messaging down to the adrenals. A quick release of adrenaline gives you that instant energy to, you know, jump or leap very quickly with a little more power than normal. And that's just kind of one example of how the system is critical for life.
So let me ask you this, Dr. Mark. What if your body is feeling like that 24/7?
Yeah, so what happens is we release these hormones, you know, they're supposed to be released for short-term use, basically. And there's other hormones which have more of a long-term effect, like the DHEA and the cortisol, say, as compared to the adrenaline or epinephrine. But I'm kind of simplifying it because they're all being released all the time. But yes, right. You're right. If we're releasing these hormones at high levels all the time in an imbalanced fashion, then you start to get dysregulation of this response, this what we call the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. You start to get dysregulation amongst the messaging. Your adrenal glands then won't be producing the stress hormones in the correct amounts at the right times. And so that can create imbalance, set the stage for fatigue, chronic disease, inflammation, things like this.
Right. And people don't want to deal with that. I mean, we've seen a higher incidence of anxiety. We've seen people stress 24/7, figuring out, okay, what's my life going to look at? Is my life going to change? Are my kids going to go back to school? Will the world be the same before the pandemic hit? And I think it's putting people in a place that makes them kind of stress 24/7. And I know you're seeing it at the Spengler Center for Integrative Medicine, Dr. Mark, with a number of your patients, especially patients that perhaps you've seen for a number of years and treated. They've changed a little bit throughout this 14 to 15 months that we've been dealing with.
Yeah, and there's a couple reasons for that. First is the obviously the psychological response to what's been going on with all the changes, you know, the lockdown and all that. Then there's the physical response. A lot of people haven't been getting, you know, the same amount of fresh air, exercise, along with the mental, I should say, socialization. So in any event, you are releasing stress hormones on many different levels, which can create some imbalance over time. And then the other factor is we do find a lot of people who have this post-COVID syndrome, this whole axis and their adrenal hormones are imbalanced, and it needs to be treated for them to recover properly.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I encourage our listeners to go to our podcast. I did a wonderful show with Dr. Angela Spengler, your wife, who also practices at the Spengler Center for Integrative Medicine. And we focused our entire episode on aging. And we giggled at the end because we're like, yeah, this is going to turn into a two-part, maybe a three-part show, because there's so much to cover, especially on the conversations we spoke about on advanced aging and things that can lead to that. And one of the things we talked about, Dr. Mark, was stress. When people are stressed, it doesn't do well for the body, especially an aging body.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, when the stress hormones, say like cortisol, are at high levels for longer periods of time than they should be, it does lead to a breakdown. It leads to a breakdown of your tissues and muscles, connective tissue, your skin, a breakdown of the immune system. It causes an elevation in blood sugar levels. It imbalances the other hormones in your body, say like your thyroid, for example. So that's the thing with the adrenal dysfunction. It can create problems with autoimmunity, fatigue, focus and memory, even things like hair loss. Talked about muscle and bone loss. You don't deal with stress as well. All sorts of hormone imbalances, including insulin resistance, which leads to weight gain as well. You're more prone to infections and inflammation. Some people have issues such as digestive symptoms. The stress hormones cause them to have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And there's a lot of different mental emotional issues. Anxiety, definitely. Depression can kick in as a result. People with fibromyalgia tend to get flare-ups when this is occurring. Asthma and lung conditions tend to not to be controlled as well. So many, many different issues in terms of what's happening when you have adrenal dysfunction.
Yeah, I've had it. It is not a good time. I will tell you that 100%. I mean, I started having skin changes, you know, and that was interesting because I wasn't somebody who had acne growing up. I've always had very dry skin, but not to the point where you could feel some of those inflammatory factors. And anybody who's a regular listener knows I have Hashimoto's. And so I love that you bring this stuff up, Dr. Mark, because this list is long. I mean, going off kind of what we're talking about today, it's almost a full page of what people can be experiencing. And a lot of them don't even know that adrenal dysfunction could be playing a role, especially with poor memory and brain fog. I would say that was, quite a nightmare to be dealing with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So when we see patients and they have chronic health issues and they're not being resolved well, we certainly always take a look, in almost all cases, look to see if there's an imbalance with their stress hormones. You know, too little, too high, what's going on with them?
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because, at the end of the day, they luckily have come to you, but there's so many people who don't kind of figure out what's going on. And this is something, you're running blood tests, you can see where their levels are at. How quickly, depending on the situation, with someone dealing with adrenal dysfunction, does it take to kind of get them out of the woods? Is this something that's a very long process, or are there a number of protocols you put into place to helpfully expedite it for the patient?
Right. Just depends on the state of the health of the person, how bad their symptoms are, how bad, their dysfunction is. A lot of our patients with mild to moderate issues definitely can notice an obvious improvement in 2 to 4 weeks, or some really good improvement within 2 months.
Wow.
And people with more severe cases, they may take them a month or two to start feeling better. But if we're doing the right things, they should improve. And I should say, Kelly, a good treatment protocol for adrenal dysfunction would include proper diet, proper exercise, proper rest, proper stress reduction techniques, proper nutrient intake, and then there's some other fancier supplements that can be used as well. So it's really a well-rounded approach that helps the most.
Yeah, but goodness, that amount of time of how quickly you can turn it around versus dealing with it. So many people deal with adrenal fatigue or adrenal dysfunction unaware that it's happening, and then they kind of click or find somebody great like you and Dr. Angela Stengler to kind of get them on the right path. And I bet it's life-changing when you help your patients kind of find a way. I remember that there was a patient testimonial of yours from a very nice lady who got on your adrenal protocol, and, she was having to, sleep in her car during her lunch breaks. I mean, it was something that really changed her because she didn't have time or the energy to be with her grandkids. And, we're focused and rooted on family. It's always about the socialization and being close. And when you don't have that, it can really wreak havoc throughout the system, Dr. Mark.
Yes, it's true. And, when we treat people for their adrenal hormone balance and get them balanced out, it is fundamental. It's one of those things where if you don't treat it, people can get better, but it's very limited. Because, again, the stress hormones affect everything from the brain to the skin to the heart to the digestive system to your muscles and your joints. So everything. So if you have issues there, you get wide-ranging effects on the body.
Right. Well, we're going to run out. You can learn more about us at americasnaturaldoctor.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about the difference between adrenal fatigue and adrenal dysfunction. Be right back. Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation talking about the adrenal gland with America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. If you get lost along the way, please visit americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can learn more about the show. You can visit our podcast section. And also, feel free to sign up for our free newsletter. Tons of information we're sharing multiple times a week, and it is free of charge. Dr. Mark, again, appreciate you so much, always sharing with our listeners a great up-to-date information about how they can manage their health in today's society and today's world. Before I went to the break, we alluded to the fact that we were going to talk about the difference between adrenal fatigue and adrenal dysfunction. I think that many people wouldn't know that there was a difference between that.
Right. Well, the term adrenal fatigue has been around since about 2001. There was a popular book that came out by a naturopathic doctor, and it was called Adrenal Fatigue, the 21st Century Stress Syndrome. And, you know, it was very popular, and it had some good information in it. The conventional medical community doesn't like that term. They don't like the term adrenal fatigue. However, we do have a term in medicine called adrenal insufficiency, which is basically the same, saying you're not producing enough of the adrenal hormones. And so I prefer really kind of the term adrenal dysfunction because, you know, a person can have either low levels or too high levels or a mixture depending on the time of the day. So I like the term adrenal dysfunction. However, we do see patients where their cortisol, DHA, is low all day long. So you could put that in the class of adrenal fatigue or adrenal insufficiency, basically meaning the same thing. And these patients, when they're really having low levels all the time, they're the type of people really hit the hardest, the most severe fatigue, trouble getting out of bed, can't control pain, inflammation, and major problems with focus and cognitive function. So in these patients, besides all the things I've talked about, the diet and the rest and getting the sleep on track, supplements, we often will have to use small amounts of bioidentical stress hormones to get their levels up for a period of time so they can recover and feel better more quickly. So you have this really, you know, wide range of where people fall into imbalances with their stress hormones.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you think that, gosh, chronic fatigue syndrome, that would allude to, or adrenal dysfunction would allude to the fact of feeling tired all the time, which is very indicative of how you can feel. But you would think with being tired that you'd get really good sleep. But unfortunately, that's not how it's working. It seems like people who also have this situation aren't sleeping throughout the night. They're not getting deep REM sleep. Are you seeing that as well?
Yeah, it's kind of a vicious cycle. If you're not sleeping well, you get stress hormone balance. One of the things we often see on people's tests is their morning cortisol is really high when they're not sleeping well. That's a sign that they're not sleeping well. Maybe they got undiagnosed sleep apnea. Obviously, they could have insomnia. And so by looking at the levels, we can kind of tell what's going on. On the other hand, if your stress hormones are imbalanced, then that can cause sleep problems. So if your cortisol is high at night when it should be low, that stimulates your brain, makes you more alert, imbalances your melatonin secretion. So it can work both ways, really.
We all need energy. I mean, energy helps us get up in the morning. It helps us to balance time with our family, our careers, and doing things in life that make us happy. But unfortunately, for many, the numerous tasks we do each and every day are causing people to become fatigued and have that lack of energy. kind of talk about that, Dr. Mark, the connection between fatigue and adrenal.
Yes. Well, the adrenal glands tie right into energy in a few different ways. One of them is it helps to regulate your blood sugar. And so stress hormones affect, for example, the sugar we store in our liver. And if our stress hormones, say like cortisol or adrenaline, are released, and when they are released, it tells the liver to release the blood sugar, which we use for energy. Now, if that's happening all the time, more than it should be, then obviously you're going to get spikes of blood sugar and change the way you feel. So if your blood sugar is going up and dropping down, that can affect your energy level. We have to remember that the adrenal hormones also directly impact the neurotransmitters in our brain. Matter of fact, they do work as what we call neurohormones. In other words, they have an effect on the brain function. So norepinephrine, for example, that can affect your mood. You're anxious or depressed. Dopamine's another one. So all these things affect directly the brain. So if your brain chemistry is off, that can definitely affect how you're feeling in terms of energetically, including just mental energy.
Right. And then if you're already dealing with other things, right, say you're already having a hormonal imbalance, whether you're a man and you're having testosterone issues, or you're a woman and you're having estrogen issues, or you're going through the change of menopause, or you're a man going through andropause, can this kind of ignite the adrenal dysfunction to start if they weren't currently having that prior?
Absolutely. So some people just, you know, the adrenal issue can come on from any type of major stress or long-term stress, infections, psychological things. So there's many things that can initiate the chronic imbalance.
Feeling like, gosh, there's something not going right with me. And maybe the answer they're getting is, well, everything looks normal. You know, this is just part of aging. Should somebody out there listening to the show, if that's what they've been told, should they just accept that and move on and just try to do the best they can every day?
Well, no, because there's always a cause. You know, we call it the law of causality. There's always a cause for the effect that you're feeling. And so sometimes it just takes, you know, working with someone to dig deeper to find out what your issue is, or different types of doctors, practitioners, because everyone's not an expert in every field. So there's got to be a cause. So if you know your body's not feeling right and you have the fatigue and you can't figure out why, then you need someone to help you do some detective work, some investigational work.
Right. So when you run the blood test and you're seeing, say you're seeing a new patient, right, and you're trying to listen to them, and I know you spend a lot of time with your patients, are some of them shocked to hear that maybe they have adrenal dysfunction?
A lot of people nowadays are kind of somewhat familiar with the adrenal glands and the stress hormones. So not really. Most people are kind of relieved because it shows or it reflects what they're feeling. So I wouldn't say they're shocked, but they're somewhat kind of relieved because they can see where the problem is in part and know that, you know, it's just not all in their mind.
So what if they don't know and they continue to let it go and they don't really do anything? Can that cause some really long-term side effects that potentially they would want to avoid?
Yeah, if it goes undiagnosed, untreated, a lot of people just aren't going to recover, or they're not going to get their level of health to where it should be. Because again, with all the wide-ranging effects of the adrenal hormones, there's just no way a person can feel well if there's some moderate to major imbalances going on.
Fair enough. I appreciate that, Dr. Stangler. And we're not scripted on this show, so I love that you just let me throw all these questions at you and you take it. You know what I mean? Because, again, somebody who has had adrenal dysfunction, I wish that these were things that I would have had answered when I received it all those years ago. And then, ironically, within a year of being diagnosed with adrenal dysfunction, I developed Hashimoto's. So I saw that it was directly affecting the thyroid. And who knew if it was a genetic thing and it was just kind of brought on by the stress. I'll never really be able to uncover that. But knowing what I'm dealing with has made it a lot easier for me to manage and avoid certain things and add certain things into my day-to-day that I know that can give me natural energy. Because I think so often when people are dealing with this and they're kind of zombified trying to figure everything out, they reach for caffeine. And look, I'm not saying caffeine's bad. If you have, you know, a cup of coffee or something like that, or you like your green tea in the morning, those are all great things. But if you're drinking a pot of coffee a day, that's not going to fix your adrenal dysfunction or your fatigue, is it, Dr. Mark?
Right. That's just masking the problem. And so we want to work at a deeper level, see why you don't have the natural energy production. And you brought up like autoimmunity. And again, it's important to remember, there's good research showing how the cortisol, the DHEA, the pregnenolone, these adrenal hormones help to modulate or manage the immune system so it's not too weak and it's not too overactive. So if people have autoimmune conditions, definitely they almost always need to have some treatment for adrenal hormone balance.
Yeah, and we've talked in shows past just the high incidence of reoccurring or new cases of autoimmune issues that we're seeing. And I know that you've seen a rise in it at your clinic. What would you say in the last 5 years, Dr. Mark, or even longer than that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really seemed to have spiked the last 5 to 10 years. I know when we look at the medical literature, I mean, the amount of people with autoimmune diseases continues just to go up, up, up. I know we have more than 50 million Americans who have an autoimmune disease now.
That is a lot to contend with. And again, some of these are going undiagnosed, and some of these could be a genetic issue. I know you love talking about genetics and epigenetics, Dr. Mark, and we've done tons of shows and you've written lots of articles on that. So I highly encourage our listeners to spend some time not only on americasnaturaldoctor.com, because there we have, 8 pages of articles that you can read, ranging from everything from energy, insomnia, joint health, brain health, ways to eat, wonderful recipes, the benefits of things like glutathione, CoQ10, ashwagandha, you know, things that you would want to incorporate within your life. But we also have a wonderful Facebook page. Every single day we're posting on there, we're either sharing a podcast, an article, a video, something that could kind of get you moving throughout the day and give you a little bit of motivation and a little bit of energy to put your health first. So please go and check that out. That is at Dr. Mark Stangler, NMD. You can find that on Facebook or on YouTube. If you prefer that, please go and check it out. It's Dr. Mark Stangler, and you will see his smiling face right on there saying America's Natural Doctor. We're going to run out to the break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some supplements or nutrients that may help you navigate through this certain situation and why B vitamins, especially in a particular form, are so important. Be right back after the break.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com. Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler, co-host of the program, and just the guy who gives us everything we need as far as content with that big brain of his and his years of dealing with all kinds of different diseases and underlying issues and helping patients navigate through that. If you'd like to learn more, you could call his clinic, the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, at 855-DOC-MARK. You can schedule an appointment with Dr. Stangler, Dr. Mark Stangler, or Dr. Angela Stangler, who I reminded you, go and listen to her podcast that we do with her as well. We did a fantastic episode this week on aging. Or you can learn more at the clinic site, which is Mark MarkStengler.com. Again, you can link to all these things from the homepage of our hub, AmericasNaturalDoctor.com. Now, Dr. Mark, before the break, we talked about sharing some information. I know that you formulate for a company that we really like, Emerald Labs. In fact, you created and formulated their adrenal support formula called Adrenal Health. Let's talk about that. When you were putting this into place, what was some of the things that you really wanted to incorporate off of research that has been shown to help people navigating through adrenal dysfunction?
Right. Well, we certainly need things which have been shown in research to help balance, support good stress hormones, you know, in terms of having a proper balance. So start off with the B vitamins, very important for energy production, for countering the effects of stress. Certain B vitamins, for example, like B5, very important in producing, making cortisol. So having the coenzymated forms, the more active forms, very, very important, and that's in the product. There's another B vitamin-like compound called PABA, which helps to, again, potentiate the effects of cortisol as well. Now, to manage cortisol levels, we have some interesting herbs. One of the most well-studied is ashwagandha, and a certain type of it called sensoril. And that's been shown in a number of human clinical studies to help with energy, which is what we want. It helps also with sleep, though, so that's very interesting. In the studies, even though people have better energy levels, they also sleep better. This shows that it's not having an artificial stimulant effect, more of a balancing effect. People had less effects of stress in the way they felt, what they reported. And so it also was shown that people that had high cortisol levels after 30 days could significantly reduce cortisol levels that were too elevated. So the sensoral ashwagandha in the same dose used in the studies is found in the product. The other one is rhodiola. Rhodiola has an interesting history out of Russia and Europe in helping to manage cortisol levels, also shown to help with cognitive function in students. And so rhodiola is a great one to have in there. And then Eleutherococcus, also known previously as Siberian ginseng, very helpful for stamina, exhaustion, depression. And then we put in some royal jelly, which also has B vitamins, again, like the pantothenic acid, helping with the natural production of the stress hormone. So really, it's a synergistic effect, but I think the key thing is using the right ingredients at the right concentrations, at the right dosages. That's where a lot of products have a problem. They aren't using dosages that the studies use, and people may not notice a difference, unlike in this product.
Coenzymated. Can you just kind of explain the difference between B vitamins that have been coenzymated in that form versus regular? Why was that such an important part of the formulation of this equation?
Yeah, coenzymated just means when you have a nutrient, quite often needs to be metabolized into a more active form to be used in your cells. And so in the coenzymated B vitamins, they're in the form that the cells can use right away to produce energy. And so you don't have to worry if there's genetic issues about converting it into its active form or anything like that.
Yeah, which is great. And then I'll tell you, initially, I've used this protocol on and off for about 8 years, and I'm caffeine sensitive. So initially, I was a little nervous about the Siberian ginseng, not knowing how my body would react.
Right.
You know, for me, I try to do things that are very stimulant-free. And I will tell you, Dr. Mark, using this protocol, I felt a difference within a couple of days, and I didn't get that heart racing or that jittery feeling. Is that what you're seeing a lot when using it in a clinical setting?
No, I mean, the one ginseng that a small percent of people have issues with is the Panax or Asian or red ginseng, which is not in this formula. So generally, the other ginsengs, it's not common that people have that effect. That's why I made the formula, because again, there's a small percent of people will have that reaction, you know, like the heart palpitations, heart pounding from the Panax or Asian ginseng. That's why I didn't put it
right
in this formula. Yeah.
I was happy about that because I've been able to take this product seamlessly, and it was weird to just feel your own body harness the natural energy that is wanting to get out. You know, when we have all these different situations going on, we have these high stress levels, maybe we're dealing with adrenal dysfunction. And then ironically, like you mentioned, not only does it help with energy, but with sleep. I think that's really hard for people to understand. How is this going to give me energy and also help with sleep? So again, those clinical studies done on sensoril ashwagandha, they are so impressive, Dr. Mark.
Well, yeah. So a lot of people, their cortisol is too high at night. It should be at its lowest point, and it's high. And so the sensoral ashwagandha brings the cortisol down so your brain isn't stimulated in the evening or at nighttime. And so that's really the direct connection with why it helps people who are under chronic stress and not sleeping well. Now, it's not like, you know, a product that's just going to sedate you. I mean, you have to take it, you know, for a few weeks to a month to naturally kind of get that cortisol down over time. But like I said, the studies are very impressive in how it helps bring the cortisol down and helps with sleep.
Yeah, for sure. And then in that formulation, you also incorporated a raw whole food-based prebiotic, enzyme, probiotic. What was the motivation for that, Dr. Mark?
Well, there's always a synergistic effect that we find in foods, and our cell receptors are designed so they interact with these foods and these whole food-based formulas. And enzymes, our chemistry runs on enzymes. So whenever you're putting these types of things in a formula, it has the potential to have a synergistic effect, more of a balancing effect in terms of the cell biochemistry.
Yeah, and that's what we're kind of looking for. We're looking to have that more calm, balanced, you know, feel good type of a daily, you know, path that we like to go down, whether it's balancing our work, our families, our volunteering, or different things like that. So I really appreciate that. And in honor of us talking about this today on the show, Emerald Labs has given us a discount code. So you can go and visit them at emeraldlabs.com to learn more. Again, that's emeraldlabs.com. Or we have a picture of their adrenal health formula underneath the radio section. They offer 10% off every single day on that website. But if you use the code FOREVER, you'll get additionally 15% off adrenal health this week. So go ahead, take advantage of that. Wonderful company. They stand behind their products. And if you do like the adrenal health and continue to take it, they're really cool in the fact that if you share your testimonial, you can get a free bottle. Again, that's emeraldlabs.com. Use the code FOREVER to get 15% off adrenal health. Dr. Mark, for people who are maybe trying to navigate this on their own, any words of encouragement or advice that you can offer to them?
Well, if they're suffering from chronic health issues, whether it be fatigue, inflammation, autoimmunity, poor cognitive function, and you haven't looked into adrenal hormone balance, it's something you should highly consider, because in my years of experience, it usually is a pretty important or critical factor in terms of recovering. If you're a person you know you're under chronic stress, it's not letting up, you may want to just support yourself with proper nutrition, the proper supplements like we talked about, so you're less susceptible to creating imbalance, which could lead to fatigue and other health issues down the road.
Right. And on the other side of the coin, are there certain things people should avoid, whether it be food, alcohol, sugar, carbohydrates? Can those types of things, if overdone, lead to this potential issue of adrenal dysfunction?
Yeah, yes, definitely in the diet and the lifestyle, those are all big contributing factors, absolutely. You know, when you're eating foods like simple carbohydrates, too much caffeine, your blood sugar levels are going up and down, your adrenal glands do have to respond to that. Other types of stimulants, whether it be smoking, whatever it is people are using, soft drinks and the caffeine in that, it's going to put some undue stress on the stress hormone system over time. We find a pretty high percent of people have a really noticeable benefit from the adrenal health formula. So it's safe, it's effective, it's well researched. We've used it for many years. So it's one of those products you can have a high amount of confidence in.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to learn more about blood tests or at-home lab tests or even doing telemedicine at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine with Dr. Mark Stangler or Dr. Angela Stangler, again, that's very easy to do. You can call 855-DOC-MARK to learn more, or click on the clinic site, which is just markstangler.com, and that's STENGLER.com. That does it for our show today. Thank you so much, Dr. Stangler, for always being the brain of knowledge on the program and helping us to educate every listener who tunes in. And we hope you all have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.